Hey, hello everybody. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 84. Thanks for joining me. This one's going to be, what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to help Republicans win elections. That's ultimately what I'm trying to do. And because I'm absolutely terrified of the Democrats, because they're communists, and they will destroy our entire, they are in the process of destroying our civilization, literally. And I've talked about this, incessantly, probably to the point of annoyance. But here's one quick thing that I think we can use, Republican candidates can use, a quick argument, a very simple argument. We are the party that wants to balance, we have a balanced approach to things. You know, the Democrats are the party that has absolutely no sense of balance. They, for example, COVID. You know, we saw this during COVID. They wanted to get rid of COVID, defeat COVID, fight COVID at all costs. You know, if we all end up, killing ourselves because we're so bored and isolated and depressed, so be it. Doesn't matter. As long as we defeat COVID, doesn't matter. If we destroy the world's economy to the point where everybody is starving to death and dies, so what? Doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is fighting COVID. You know, they have no sense of balance. We are the ones who see everything. We see the whole, we see society. We see COVID is one thing. Okay, it's one thing we need to deal with, but there's a lot of other things that we also need to deal with. And so this idea that we have to fight COVID at the expense of literally every single other thing in the world is insane. And they're doing the same thing, the Democrats are doing the same thing with climate change. They have absolutely no sense of balance. We must defeat climate change at all costs. Doesn't matter if you're all gonna starve to death and die. It doesn't matter if outlawing fossil fuels plunges literally billions of people into poverty and starvation and death, doesn't matter, because we got to fight climate change. Doesn't matter. Because, and ultimately it's an arrogance. I talked about this in the last episode, arrogance versus humility. It's an arrogance, but it's also a disconnection from the consequences. You know, the Democrats are the party of the political ruling class. And they'll be fine. They're all rich. They've all got their, they'll have all the energy they need. During COVID, they could still go on vacation. They could still go out to their fancy restaurants. They didn't care. They could still go get their hair done, Nancy Pelosi. They don't care. None of these rules apply to them. So, this is the problem but the Democrat voters, far too many of them, go along with it. Oh, yeah, we got to go. Yeah, we got to fight climate change. Oh, yeah, we got to fight COVID, no matter what. And we are the party that sees we need balance. You know, same with everything else. Same with the economy. You know, the Democrats want the government to run everything. Basically, they would just want the government to run everything. And we believe that, no, okay, there are a few things that maybe the government should do, but everything else should be run by you and me and regular people, because we're the ones there. You know, we're the ones, we're not sitting in some office building in Washington, trying to figure out how to run the automobile industry or how to run the energy industry or the food, or how to run farms. The farmers are the ones who are there. They're on the ground, they're there, they should run things. There are some things that the government should run, like national defense, the military, border security, maybe a system of federal courts and things like that. There are some things that the government should do. But the Democrats have no sense of balance. They think that, everything has to be run by the government. Everything, all these people, all these farmers, they're all evil and greedy and stupid and they don't know what they're doing. You have to trust the people in government. Oh, they're smart. They're wise. They know what they're doing. You know, this rule by experts. And it's the same with, look at abortion. Democrats want abortion to be legal up until the moment of birth. Just the second of birth. Even though that person, that unborn baby, is a real, actual, totally, fully formed human being. And we are now, like I've said, I don't think the Republicans should push too hard on this abortion issue. I don't think the Republicans should push for total ban on abortion. I think that's a mistake. I think it's pushing too hard, and that turns the Republicans into extremists, or at least opens Republicans up to the attack of the Democrat. Because we can attack the Democrats as extremists. We can call them, well, they're extremists. They think you should be able to kill your baby 2 minutes before it's born? I mean, that's crazy. Because it's a real, I mean, look at it. It's a baby. It's a person. It's a human being. It shouldn't be killed. I mean, we're the reasonable ones here. But if we start saying, well, no, life begins like the 4 seconds after the sperm hits the egg, well, you know, then now we're the extremists on the other end. So I think that's why I've said, I think that a law like Florida, listen to Ron DeSantis in Florida, 15 weeks, it's pretty good. Pretty good compromise, pretty good, pretty reasonable. It's actually more liberal than most of the countries in Europe. I did an episode on that. So, you know, so once again, we're the party of balance. If we can be, if we can stick to something like a 15-week abortion ban, like now they want to do that in, the Republicans want to do that in Virginia, that makes us seem we are the party of balance. We want to respect a woman's right. Woman's rights, we want to respect, but we also, at some point, we need to realize that baby has rights too. And at let's say 15 weeks, now the baby's rights are preeminent. You know, so this is what I think we need to and this is what I've been doing. I've been doing all these episodes. I'm trying to help Republican candidates to make better arguments and win people over. We have to win people over, or else we're going to lose. And, you know, we're in a great position right now in 2022 to take over the House. Taking over the Senate's going to be hard, but we can do it. But we have to have good arguments, and we have to win people over. And we have to make the pitch that we are the reasonable ones who see, who realize that we need to see, we need to have balance. We need to have a balanced approach to all of this stuff. Stuff like COVID, stuff like climate change. Climate change is something we need to think about. We need to be concerned about, okay. Now, I personally don't think it's anything that we really need to be that concerned about, but let's not plunge millions of people into poverty and starvation and misery to achieve this goal that we don't even know if it's possible to achieve. Stopping climate change. You know, so I don't know. But that's it. That's my, you know, quick little pep talk. Or anyway, for Republican candidates. So if you know a Republican candidate, someone who's running for, and it doesn't matter what level of office. You know, another thing is law and order. Law and order is another one. Where I think that, you know, and I'll do another episode specifically on Law and Order, but that's yeah, I'll do that next. Well, that'll be my next episode, I'll do one on Law and Order specifically. So okay, that's it. That's episode 84. And if you like it, give me some good ratings. Share it with everybody, you know. And you know, I'm just trying to help Republicans win elections. I'm just trying to help stop communism, the rise of communism in America. And it's real. Communism is very real, and the Democrats are communists. And if we don't beat them, we're going to be ruled by a technocratic, bureaucratic, political ruling class who will have all the power, all the money, We will be serfs, essentially, and we will have no power, we will have no rights, we will be bossed around like peasants, kind of like we're doing, kind of like we already are. So if we want to reclaim our sovereignty over this government, which is supposed to be our servant, not our master, we've got to beat the Democrats. And so please help me beat the Democrats by sharing this with everybody you know. All right, so that's it. And you know, also it helps other Republicans make arguments in cocktail parties. I say that all the time. Cocktail parties and bars and restaurants and people at work, and would be in conversation with people. You know, it's hard to talk to a Democrat. It's hard to talk to Democrats. But if you can raise these very, very simple, very, very clear, very reasonable sounding ideas and arguments, you can, because look, most Democrats think that Republicans are all crazy racists, science denying racists. That's the only thing Democrats listen to their news, and that's what their news sources tell them. So we have to puncture their echo chamber and expose them to a different point of view. And it can be very hard because a lot of Democrats don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear an opposing point of view, but we have to do it. And if we do it, we can win. We can peel some of these people back. We can bring them back from the edge. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 84. And I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.